Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a scoop story from former Bethlehem steelworker Philip Pack about how to focus on the task at hand in order to survive and thrive.
From the first grade to the ninth grade, I attended segregated schools. My life changed when I went to the 10th grade, when I went to a desegregated school. One of the first things I had to learn was to immunize myself against, let's just say intimidation. It helped me actually, because what it does was put a better perspective on things of life and taught me to focus on scholastics while I was in school and my athletic abilities. So it really hardened me against some of the insults that I was getting. This was an opportunity for me, because by going to a desegregated school, once I reached 12th grade, the Bethlehem Steel Corporation came to that school and offered apprenticeships to all the senior men who were in academic courses. This afforded me the opportunity to become an apprentice and learn a craft at the steel plant. When I went into the steel plant, I was surprised to learn that the steel plant had a company town. That company town was segregated racially and also by job classification. As an apprentice, I would learn to repair and maintain some of the most powerful equipment on this planet. Was very interested. It was a four-year course. I learned how to do math and geography and trigonometry and all those things that would be necessary for me to do my job. After about 2 years of that apprenticeship, I was drafted into the military. So this was during the Vietnam War. I did my 2 years of service, and at that time, your service time counted for seniority, and I was able to go back to the plant and finish doing my apprenticeship, which was good. Once I finished my apprenticeship, I was able to get what they call a rate. You started with a C rate, then you went to a B rate, and then you went to an A rate. Back at school, some of the things that I learned when working in that steel plant, which had 30,000 people at that time, down at the Bethlehem Steel Plant, 30,000 people, all races, all different types of nationalities, and all the things that we have in this nation of America were down at that steel plant. What I learned was, if you focus upon the task you had at hand and not focus upon some of our human frailties, we could get the job done. That's what I learned at that steel plant. And that's what I learned throughout life, is to focus on those things. There were times at the plant, once I received my rate, I was in charge of a gang of men. And we were charged with doing a task. Sometimes the managers would come out, and since I was the only African-American in the gang, they'd walk past me and offer service and information to other people in the gang. They just looked at him and said, "There's the leader over there." So it was a learning experience for me. It was a learning experience for all the men that I was working with. And it was important, because when I first went into that plant, it had just desegregated all the locker rooms. There were people in the plant who actually would not change in the locker room once they were desegregated. They would rather go change in their automobiles and their cars rather than shower in the locker room. Over a period of time, and from working together and accomplishing the tasks we had in the plant, we learned that that didn't matter. That wasn't the case. We could get the job done if we worked together and forget about all the other things that were going on. I was surprised to learn that in the plant, once I worked there, that many of the jobs that were in the plant weren't offered to African-American men. We had the lower paying jobs, the lower paying positions. When I first started working in the plant, some of the departments had different types of hard hats with different colors. I was actually accused of stealing my hard hat because it wasn't the same color that I was supposed to be wearing. So overcoming those events and overcoming the prejudice and things in life that are ugly for human beings taught me that if we ignore those things, if we all work together and focus on what the tasks we have at hand, then we're much better off doing and accomplishing the things that we have to do in life instead of focusing on all of the negatives and things that we have in life, a lot of them that we see today. So I'm here after my 40 years of working in the Bethlehem Steel plant, which is no longer there. All the machinery, all the equipment, all the lives that were lost, all the people that got sick from working in the plant, all those things are now in the past. They're gone. There are new businesses coming up where the plant once stood. There are new people in those plants. There are new attitudes. And the beginning of a new and better world that's created because of the things that people like me learn from working together in that plant. So what I'm here today to say and tonight to say is that we have a better life and a better quality for us and our children if we all learn to work together, forget about our differences, and accomplish the tasks that we have at hand. That's my story. Thank you.
That was a Stoop Story from Philip Pack about overcoming decades of racism at Bethlehem Steel and why working together means much more than just finishing the job. We have more information about the Stoop Storytelling Series, including upcoming live events and the Stoop Podcast, at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Tomorrow, the Charles Street Promenade is back. Not a festival, but a pedestrian takeover of the historic avenue. No cars from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. from Saratoga Street to North Avenue, so it's easy to stroll and shop, enjoy live music, fun for kids, and pop-up activations. We link to the promenade's website. On Thursday evening, check out Revive, a home and fashion show with the goal of reviving the drooping fashion and upholstery industries. The Kavanaugh House, which offers apprenticeships in these skilled trades, will showcase collections from students in its fashion, home, and upholstery programs, plus award-winning couture designers and tailors from Charm City. Thursday, June 8th, 6 to 9 p.m. at 701 East Pratt Street. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you're with us on the record. Hope your weekend is custom made.